Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The European Commission charged Apple with antitrust violations, saying Apple abused its market position by making music streaming apps use its in-app payment system and distorted competition by limiting how developers could inform users of cheaper ways to subscribe outside the app. The case stems from an antitrust complaint filed by Spotify in March 2019. Zoom launched its immersive video feature, originally announced back in October. This lets hosts arrange participants in a single shared virtual environment with support for up to 25 participants. Clubhouse announced a deal with the NFL to provide content around the NFL Draft Week. From April 26 on, Clubhouse offered a collection of official audio chat rooms to follow the live draft picks and listen to discussions with athletes, coaches, and analysts. A report from the Wall Street Journal says U.S. military movements in Syria were revealed by location info available for acquisition from smartphone apps. The U.S. has taken some precautions, like forbidding the use of TikTok by those in sensitive locations, but the number of apps collecting location data makes it difficult to reach a complete solution. This could mean not allowing the use of personal smartphones to overseas forces. Toyota Motor Corp. will acquire Lyft Inc.'s self-driving technology unit for $550 million as the Japanese company steps up its automation ambitions with the newly created Woven Planet division. This deal will give Toyota a direct presence in Silicon Valley and London and will allow Lyft to become profitable sooner. Spain's Council of Ministers approved a required 3-year warranty period for companies that sell electronic or digital goods, devices, or products in the country as part of the general law for the defense of consumers and users. This also requires manufacturers to carry spare parts for a period of 10 years, up from a previous 5-year requirement. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission approved SpaceX's plan to modify planned orbits of future satellites for its Starlink broadband internet constellation. SpaceX may now lower the primary operational altitude for 2,814 of its satellites from the original 1,100 to 1,200 kilometer range to between 540 and 570 kilometers in order to improve response times for the network. The European Parliament formally adopted a law requiring internet companies to remove or disable access to flagged terrorist content within 1 hour of being notified by an EU national government. The law does not require preemptive monitoring and filtering of content by internet companies and includes exceptions for terrorist content deemed part of any educational, artistic, journalistic, or academic material. Mexico's National Institute of Transparency, Access to Information, and Protection of Personal Data will challenge at the Supreme Court a law passed in April requiring phone companies to gather fingerprint or eye data when a customer purchases a mobile phone. Last week, a judge stopped part of the law that requires users to submit the data, but the part requiring a registry to be created remains in effect. As a result of the ongoing chip shortage, Honda announced it would halt production for 5 to 6 days in May at 3 plants in Japan. BMW plans to cut shifts at factories in Germany and England, and Ford cut its projected earnings by $2.5 billion, with Q2 production predicted to be down 50%. Apple CFO Luca Maestri also warned that supply constraints will impact iPad and Mac sales, knocking up to $4 billion off Q3 earnings. In February, NVIDIA released a driver update for the RTX 3060 cards that limited the hash rate of Ethereum mining by around 50%, then accidentally rolled back the limit in a beta driver released in March. The limit returns in the GeForce 466.27 driver and will be required for all future RTX 3060 cards starting in May. The enterprise software company SAP voluntarily admitted to violating software export sanctions with Iran from 2010 through 2017 as part of a settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice. The company will pay an $8 million fine and hand over $5.14 million in ill-gotten gain, as well as invested $27 million on remediation and compliance. Google announced it will roll out new policies for Play Store app listings later this year, which will limit app titles to 30 characters, forbid all caps unless part of a brand, and names cannot incentivize sales with words like sale or buy now. In the second half of 2021, Google will also require app preview assets, like screenshots and video, to accurately represent apps, provide enough information to users, and be localized correctly. And in its earnings report, Sony disclosed it sold 7.8 million PlayStation 5 consoles as of March 31, 2021, with 3.3 million units shipped in Q1. The company also saw PlayStation Plus subscribers grow 14.7% to 47.6 million gamers. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.